Alrighty,
Recording locked.
this is just going to be a quick demo of editing MIDI stuff, mainly for your gear. I'm not a big MIDI basher, so apologies, sorry, in advance. I've got a track with a MIDI recording of some drums on it. I'm going to select my track, then I'm going to select the item with Control Shift, either left or right. It doesn't matter in this context because there's only one item on the track. And I'm going to hit Control Alt E, which brings up the MIDI editor. For this, there's two views that you're going to want to use. One is the piano roll, which is Alt 1, gets you into that view. And there's also the event view, which is Alt 3, and that just gives you like a list of every event, all of the control changes, like all of the aftertouch events, and all of the notes as text. For this, I want to actually hear what I'm doing while I'm editing it. So I'm going to do Alt 1 for the piano roll. It remembers which view you were set to, by the way, which is why my speech didn't say anything then, because I was already in the piano roll, but was just double checking. All of your standard navigation keys work in the MIDI editor. So space to play and stop, control space will pause. Page up will move you back a bar, page down will move you forward a bar. The control page up will move you back a beat, and control page down will move you forward a beat. Also, the jump dialogue works. You can get there with control J. And I know that this edit that I want to cut out here, I want to cut out a drum fill, and I know that it lives at bar 112, I think. So I'm going to do control J for the jump dialogue. I'm going to type in 112 and a dot, because you can type in, like, I don't know, 112.2 for beat 2, for example. If you were to do 112 and a colon, that would take you to 112 minutes, and then whatever comes after the colon is a second. So I'm going to put a dot there. And if I do Control Shift J to check where I am, bar 112, beat 1, 0%. And if I play. Okay, cool. So I got it wrong. The fill was at bar 113. So I'm going to do page down, move forward a bar. That's the start of the fill. If I go left and right arrows in the piano roll view, it plays note by note, which is nice. So I'm just going to go back to the cymbal at the start of the fill. There it is. I'm going to drop my start of selection with Alt Shift left bracket. It says loop start, but my loop and time selections are linked. So this should work, hopefully. And I'm going to go forward a bar. And that's what happens after the fill. So drop my end of selection, Alt Shift right bracket, set loop end. And then this is the important part. Alt Shift E selects all notes within current time selection. Now, when I press delete, 14 events removed. And whoop, there's my girlfriend sneezing in the background. And so, if I back up with, I'm going to back up a bar with page up and just play this. No drum fill. And then, afterwards, it carries on playing as it was, and the gap is maintained. If you want to edit note by note and actually select stuff and hear what you're doing, I'm just going to do Control Z and get that back. Undo MIDI editor, delete events. There we go. Okay, so if we wanted to do this and actually hear the notes we were editing, I'm going to go to bar 113 again. There's my cymbal. So you can just hold down the shift key as you move through the notes and it will select stuff. So I'm going to do shift right arrow a bunch of times. And there you go. I think that's the end of my fill. I'm just going to play to check. Oh no, there's one more hit. Okay, cool. And then delete key has removed that. So if we play, no fill. Yay. All right, so between all that, man, should be enough to get you going. And then obviously just escape to come back out of the MIDI editor when you're done. There's also a whole bunch of useful shortcuts related to editing notes rather than deleting them. So you can like change the velocity of stuff and expand the length of notes, shrink the length of notes. You can move notes to previous and next grid position if you're into working to a grid. Best way to learn those is to go into the MIDI editor. If you press F12 for the keyboard shortcut mode, and then play around with a number pad. Basically, your number pad is like gold in the MIDI editor. And if you so once you've got the keyboard echo help mode thing on that you engage with F12, if you press buttons on the number pad, that'll tell you what they do. For most of the functions, adding Alt or sometimes Control will like make the item make the action more powerful. So for example, if you're doing like number pad 7 to decrease the velocity, number pad 7 on its own decreases the velocity by 1, but if you add Alt to it, it does 10 and stuff like that. So yeah, go into the MIDI editor, hit F12, and then play around with your number pad and try adding modifiers to each function. And it's all pretty logically laid out, man, but it's too much stuff to like list off the top of my head in a WhatsApp message. You're better off just playing around with it. Cool, hope it helps. Let us know if you get stuck.
Send button.